Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this beautiful day of Christ's resurrection. We typically celebrate Easter by wearing new spring clothing, attending an extra special worship service with joyous hymns, and spending it with loved ones. All these can give us a very happy day, but what is it that can bring a lasting smile to our faces, even during our most challenging days? Please stay with us as we talk about what can turn around frowns into smiles.
When the risen Christ lives in your heart, your frown will be changed into smiles. Please join us in exploring this great biblical truth. We begin our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you who are the risen one, renew our faith and strengthen us in knowing the true meaning of what it is to say, Jesus Christ lives, and he lives in my heart. As this gospel is being expounded throughout the entire world today, we pray that it may find its way into the hearts of men and women, and there they may rejoice, knowing that he is the King of Kings and the risen Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen as we have the Gospel read from the 24th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, beginning with the first verse. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed in lightning stood in front of them. In their fright, the women bowed down and their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the stripes of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Here ends a reading of the Easter Gospel.
I know that my Redeemer lives. What joy the blessed assurance gives. He lives, who once was dead. He lives, my everlasting head. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall to prepare. He lives to bring me safely there.
Friends in Christ, the disciples had a very difficult week. They had seen a lot of things happen. They had seen one of the 12 betray him for 30 pieces of silver. They had seen the spokesman for the clan deny him at his most critical hour, and a cheap politician had bowed to the demands of a cruel mob and had Jesus crucified. How could all this happen in a few hours? The frowns on the disciples' faces gave evidence of their feeling. They were an unhappy people. Early on Sunday morning, women who had been close to Jesus went to anoint his body. When they had arrived at the tomb, the stone had been rolled away. Entering the tomb, they discovered that the body was gone. Now their frowns turned to scowl. They were angered in their soul. Could not we have had this dead body, they asked. Why did they have to take that? They stood there puzzled about this when two men in bright clothing stood by them. Full of fear, the women bowed down to the ground as the men said to them, "Why are you looking among the dead for one who is alive? He is not here. He has been raised." Then the women recalled what Jesus had said, and they returned from the tomb to tell the disciples about it. I believe that on the way from the tomb to the headquarters of the disciples, the women's frowns had begun to turn to smiles. There was some hope. He had been raised. I personally also believe from personal experience myself that when we know and believe that Jesus lives and that he lives in us, our frowns are changed to smiles. Our facial expressions often reveal what's going on inside of us. We can fake a smile, and it's good for a little while, but then it goes away. What's behind the frowns? In some cases, it's defeat. A basketball team that came in second at the state tournament is a good revelation of this. I went after the game was over to some of the boys on the losing team who belonged to our church. I remember one young man saying, "Thank you, Pastor, for coming. It was a great experience." And he tried to be upbeat as long as he could. And finally I said to him, "How do you feel inside?" He said, "I am defeated. I am a senior. I will never be able to be on a team that wins the state tournament." In other words, his smiles were superficial, and they soon turned back to frowns. Frowns can do that as far as can give evidence that something is not right between us and God. Disappointments can also cause this. Jesus on the cross. That is not a very uplifting thing. Had he been defeated? No, he lives. Jesus Christ lives. One day, not very long ago, I sat down to have a cup of coffee with one of the men who years and years ago had belonged to our congregation. Then he moved away, and he was in the construction business, and that was not going so well in his particular area. So he decided that when they let him go, that he would return with his wife and children to our area. He had a smile on his face, and I said, "That's difficult news to get." "Yeah," he said, "it was. We liked where we lived, and it was a good job, and I thought I was doing a pretty good job, and they said I was, but there just was no work." And I said, "How can you smile at a time like this?" And he looked straight at me, and he said, "You know what? I am a Christian. Jesus Christ is alive, and I believe that he's going to direct me and help me and strengthen me, and it will be all right." That's that wonderful frown that's turned to a smile, only by Jesus Christ, and not even losing your job and not knowing exactly what you're going to do, you still smile. That's no fake smile. That's a smile that Jesus Christ puts on our face. Many, many years ago, probably as much as 40 or 45, there was a lady who came to our town. She had a large family. Her husband ran a grocery store, and one day he just dropped over dead. Now what was she going to do? And for some reason that I can't recall, she decided she wanted to come to Cedar Falls, and so I went and called on her. A new member in Cedar Falls, a new resident, and possibly a new member to our church, and it turned out that way. As I sat and visited with this lady, it was easy to see that there was a frown on her face. She was bothered. She was disappointed. What was she going to do? And then finally she said, "Well, I know this, that God will guide me. God will direct me. And we're going to make it with his help." There is another example of a lady with a large family who could wear a frown because there were some extreme difficulties facing her and some real challenges. But down deep, she smiled because she knew Jesus Christ lived. How do we put smile on our faces in difficult times? That's an important question that we all need to ask. We spend a lot of money sometimes and time. We're going on a vacation. It's time for us to get away and get a new look and then come back and everything will be all right. So we do get a lift and we all need a vacation. Others say, well, I think we need to get a new start altogether, so we've got to have a new house. We've lived in this house for a long time. Now we don't need as many bedrooms as once we do. Or maybe it's a new automobile that's going to give us a lift. These are good things to do, but there's no lasting peace in that giving ourselves some particular gift. It's only the Easter message. Christ has been raised. He lives. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a physical, historical event. It is a center of our Christian faith. We not only need the cross as a symbol, but we need the empty stone tomb. Remember when Jesus came to Martha? And Martha said to Him, "Your friend Lazarus is dead." What did Jesus say to him? "Yeah, it's too bad." No, He said, "Lazarus will live again." And Martha said, "I know that he will live again when he comes. But I need somebody and I need him right now." And then I'm sure that Jesus said, "He is going to be with us right now." And He raised Lazarus in that particular case from the dead. When Jesus Christ is a living Lord in our life, He can walk away from the cemetery lot. A loved one has gone. But the risen Lord says, "I have taken him to be with me," because he confessed his sins, because he trusted in me, and I'm going to walk every day with you. You remember that situation after the resurrection, and Peter was still blaming himself for denying him, though Jesus had said that if we would confess our sins, they would be forgiven. That was just a little bit too much for Peter to realize. But then one day after Jesus had been raised, and once in a while he'd pop up and they'd see him, they were out on the Mount of Olives. And it was that Jesus says to Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." "Good. Feed my lambs." That was an absolution. That was Jesus saying, "I forgive you." Then a little bit later he said, "Peter, do you really love me?" And he said, "Yes, I do, Lord." He said, "Then feed my sheep." And a third time he said to him, "Peter, do you really love me?" And he said, "Yes, Lord, you know everything. Why do you keep on asking me this? Of course I love you." "Peter, feed my sheep." And here he gives again the forgiveness. "Your sins are forgiven. I walk with you. I will be with you from this day on." Jesus is living with God in heaven, but at the same time, the Holy Spirit is feeding the soul of Peter, and he hears the voice of Jesus again and again. On this Easter Sunday, we're going to have a great time. The hymns are great. You probably have some family with you. And we want to leave it with a happy note. Just think of it. Jesus Christ has said, "I am with you." And Jesus Christ has said, I will comfort you, and when you die, I will take you home to heaven. That has put a smile on the face of many evangelical believers who really trust Christ and He lives in their hearts. It is a smile that came to the disciples. I can't believe but what Luther and Calvin, when they were in the midst of that Reformation, and the church was really apart, when they saw that the gospel was there, and that was what was going to build the church, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it, because Jesus Christ was alive, He was with them, then all was well. And it's the same smile that you and I can wear. Oh, there will be some frowns, when there will be disappointments, when we won't know which way to turn until Jesus comes. But if we live with Him in His Word, now that's the secret, you got to live with Him in His Word. That Word from the living Christ will speak. And Jesus Christ is our comfort and our strength. May you have a good Easter. It's been a long Lent. Some of us have lived in parts of the country where we've had an awful lot of winter, awful lot of snow. I guess while I want to see and hear and center my thoughts on the suffering and death and resurrection of Jesus, I'm really glad when we have come to this glorious Sunday, Easter Sunday, and Jesus is alive. May He bless you this day and all the days. He will, if you will let Him in. Amen.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing.
You pray with me. Father in heaven, on this glorious festive day, again we sing our hallelujahs. You have been raised from the dead. You are our living Lord. And you do, we can experience it, we can testify of it. You do give us comfort when we're very much depressed. You are the one that, when we are confused, can tell us which way to go. We know, Father, that these words are found in the Scriptures. So grant that we may understand on this day that we need to read this Bible. We need to know what it says and how Jesus is going to work with us at this particular time. Forgive us where we have set it aside and thought that we could get along. We had memorized a lot of things. Give us a time when we will draw apart from this world, even if it only be for a few minutes, and listen to you. Only then can the Holy Spirit say, now do you understand? Do you understand what Easter is all about? He lives. To that end, O God, strengthen us, and may our churches be lights in the community where we are, where there can be hope, and now there are frowns. They can be turned into smiles. Hear us as we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray you will turn to Christ in his word for comfort and strength during those dreadful days of disappointment and despair. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent upon gifts from our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of this ministry and enable us to enlarge our broadcast area. We now broadcast over 23 radio stations in 11 states, shortwave in Europe, and on the internet at christiancrusaders.org. For more information on how to include Christian Crusaders in your will, contact our office at 1-888-693-2484. You may also write to Christian Crusaders at P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. We thank all who support this ministry with their prayers and gifts. CDs and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. However, a generous gift to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, you can call 277-0924. We're happy you chose to worship with us today. Invite you to join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, speaker on Christian Crusaders for the past 51 years. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.